It's the peak time for tornadoes in Illinois. So in our weekly climate conversation today, we're talking all about twisters. Could we see a major tornado here in Chicago? What impact would that have on the city? To help, we're joined again by Illinois State Climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. Hey, Trent.
Hey, Odette. Nice to be here.
And Trent, I should note that we recently passed an important anniversary. It's been 25 years since the movie Twister was released.
That's right. Yeah. Arguably, I don't think there has been a not just a movie, but any sort of media arts that has been more impactful on the field of meteorology than Twister. If you ask any millennial meteorologist, chances are they will say that Twister had anything from a moderate to huge influence on their career plans.
So let's step back and take a look then at the science. What causes tornadoes and when are we most likely to see them in our area?
Yeah, so, you know, tornadoes are caused by a set of ingredients, so to speak. You think about cooking. We have to cook up a tornado. One of those is instability, which is caused by heat and water vapor, humidity in the atmosphere. And then it also caused by something called wind shear, which is just when the wind is moving in different directions at different heights in the atmosphere. Now, the time of the year that we tend to get the most tornadoes is anywhere between mid-April to mid to late June. However, I refrain from the use of the word season because tornadoes can occur here in Illinois at all months of the year.
So there's a belief some people have that a tornado can't hit Chicago. And that's been the topic of a past episode of WBEZ's show Curious City, which people can check out if they want to learn more. But for now, tell us, is that true?
No, there's nothing unique protecting the city of Chicago. I've heard it all. The lake, skyscrapers, the urban heat island, the marshy, underpinnings of the city. I even heard the same thing about my very, very small hometown in central Illinois. This big pile of dirt we called Mount Jumbo that was remnants from its mining past protected the town from a tornado. And that's just not the case. The fact is that the city of Chicago has not been affected by a major tornado. That's EF3, 4, or 5 level tornado really since the 1960s. Simply because even though the city of Chicago is quite large, relative to the spatial footprint of the entire state of Illinois, it's pretty small. What that means is that if a tornado sets down in the state of Illinois, it's much more likely that that will be in a rural area.
If a major tornado were to hit Chicago, what kind of impact could it have?
It's a difficult modeling exercise because, again, we don't have a lot of cases to work from. One case that we can pull from is the 1990 Plainfield tornado, which was a major tornado. It was an EF5 tornado that affected the southwest suburbs of Chicago. Now, as we know, that area of the southwest suburbs, Plainfield, Oswego, Joliet, that has developed quite a bit from more rural area to more densely populated suburban area. And there was an interesting study done by some researchers at Northern Illinois University, and their study estimated that if the Plainfield tornado happened 10 years later in the year 2000, there would have been an additional 8,600 people and over 3,000 housing units affected above what would happen in 1990. And we can imagine now, 20 years later, that those numbers would be even higher. And so the thing about the risk of tornado affecting the city of Chicago is that the risk just due to meteorology really hasn't changed over the last several decades. But the fact that the city has expanded, that does actually increase the risk that a tornado just by chance will affect the Chicagoland area.
That's Illinois State Climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you have a topic or question that you want addressed in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate@wbez.org.